gotta work on that intro cut. It's still weirding me out, man. I'm sorry. I want to support my brother's new act, Disco Muerte. It's got a silly, goofy name. Dead Disco. I don't know.
That's his real name?
Disco Muerte, yeah.
Huh.
There's a lot of there's dog fashion disco. There's a lot of
is
weird...
disco of Latin roots. Is that a
yes? Okay. It was from the Latin disco culta, which was to do cocaine in a bathroom.
Oh yeah.
That was the infinitive disco culte.
The present imperfect.
Yes.
Future questionable.
Yes. Implied the cocaine was done off a human being's genitals.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mm-hmm.
always, but a lot of the time. We are Papa's Basement live right now on YouTube. If you want to do the... I know I don't plug the YouTube channel a lot because I like focusing on the show. And I look like a fat lump of S.
I do like that you try... You say that you focus on the show, but I consider you to be a lazy ass, and you just repeat here all the time to run it for you.
That too. Yeah. I want to kick my little bald, fat fists like a baby, and just say, "Do this, USOB," and have it done for me. No, man, I look like what they morph Bill Paxton into in Weird Science.
Oh my gosh!
With the same haircut too. I have the Bobby Hill haircut.
That was just, Bill Paxton.
It's all bad, man.
Was it?
Yeah, like I hear my voice and I'm like, that's a good voice. Like, yeah. that'll get you some. And then.
Something.
Exactly. Sure. The answer is lots of overweight guys who are into the show.
Fair
that's
enough.
What'll get me and get me good. But,
one man's trash.
Why do I have to couple, you know, my imagery to it? That's the weakness right now. It used to not be, and I'll fix it. Because the doctor said if I don't, I'll die.
Oh, well. All right, listen to your doctor. But you don't need to fix anything. None of our imperfections need to be solved.
See, that's a crock of crap. Because as much as I guess, given I'm a fat body, I don't really care for fat shaming per se. I don't like there's fat acceptance. Well, I don't like that there's fat acceptance because that's pretty much being like into alcohol acceptance and heroin acceptance and coke acceptance and meth acceptance.
I don't know that that's true.
It is, because food taken to that point is simply someone using it as a coping mechanism, and it's an addiction. There were no fat cavemen. There weren't fat people in Auschwitz.
Nobody knows whether there were fat cavemen, first of all.
Everyone's a stick figure on those cave paintings, okay?
Well, they are pretty realistic photographs on those walls.
By the way, I just want to say, those are proportions you should aspire to as a young woman.
Yeah. Literal sticks. That's a good point.
It's all just a question of calories and activity. Like I said before, no one...
It's clearly not all a question of just that.
Well, okay.
I mean, I'm not saying I want to get into it, but like...
There's
also,
that and...
food can be an addiction, but it's also like nobody needs heroin or alcohol to survive, and every one of us needs food. So it's just a different,
that's why
more
my 12
thing.
Step
that's
says it's the hardest addiction of all.
I think love is the hardest addiction of all.
Oh, I've never done the Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. I've had so many exes I wish I could just shoot with a trank dart.
I'm sorry. Those people go into the same Addictions Anonymous group. I think
you mean
the love
sex
and sex
and
people
love?
Need to be separated. I think well,
no,
they
no, no, no.
What do you mean? When, like, what
that's
is that?
A good question.
It's called, I think, Sex and Love. It isn't the Sex Addicts Anonymous is a different thing.
Yeah.
That's where we all go and we just talk about all the porn we look at.
Right.
There's no, I like, mm-hmm. okay, I'm not blowing the lid off anything. I've done a lot of meetings. the Sex Addicts Anonymous, 90% of it, there's no sex. It should be like Hand Sex Anonymous because there's very little banging. It's just guys
so
that look
like
me and they're like, I woke up and I got a bottle of like Gatorade and I masturbated my way until I looked up and it was Sunday night football
there
time.
There are.
That was my weekend.
There are like sex addicts who are actually having sex, but whenever they end up having to do something like that, it's because they go to one of those like camps for wealthy people where Tiger Woods ends up like saying, I have a problem. This is how I'm going to like cover for PR. Or my wife just found out I'm sleeping with 17 other people, so
it's
I have to go away to a camp to make it up.
I don't know. Most of us don't have PR like that we have to worry about.
No
meeting is going
to
make somebody
this
be like,
PR
well,
in the
I guess
apartment
you're not
next
a
to me.
A-hole.
I swear he is stealing from me. Nothing.
It's not. No, it's not just that. I think it's also like it tends to be like the wealthier people who are having sex with like dozens of people at the same time.
No, I
and admit they have a problem. They can like afford to go away for 2 weeks to like sleep on the beach, and
that makes it seem a lot like cocaine. Like if you can afford more cocaine, then
there's some the addiction's very less weird of a problem. Audio clipping going on. I'm really afraid to look at the audio right now. Let me see if there's.
It can't be me.
Saying...
I'm never too loud.
Okay. And Pete is tweeting from home. Let's do all the intros real fast.
He's in peeing.
PapasBasement.com show's website. I'm John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter. These two fine people, you do your things.
I'm in Pete's seat, so I get to go second this time.
There you go.
I'm Sarah Beaker. I'm at Madam Too Soon on the and that's my only social media platform.
Yeah, I guess Twitter lately has been more of a hot button for me, so I'll go at Lou Wardlin, though my name is Howard Flood. So.
Why did you say? Why don't you go with something easy to remember? Like,
why don't you quit complaining about other people's Twitter handles?
It gets so confusing.
You're literally the only person who's confused. Has anybody been confused by?
I haven't really.
No, because no one's found him to bitch.
It was nice when I actually was Howard Flood.
Any place on the internet where people can't find you enough to bitch at you?
Well, I certainly not for Leslie Jones, but she's a big big target. But,
I heard.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you know about the Leslie Jones thing? Because I'll get into it in a second. Also, Pete, tweet me real fast if the audio sounding messed up at all. we need to promote the Patreon.
Yes.
So we finally put out a Patreon.
Yay!
Yeah, and you guys can contribute monthly to the show, and if you do so, you get a bunch of rewards. And I think for like $5 a month, you get couple extra shows a month, dirty shows.
Yeah.
Where we don't have to say see you next Tuesday.
Yay!
Yeah, I life
although
hack.
I assume you only say that when I'm not here because like... I'm
about right. you, yeah.
Yeah, about me.
No, I call it a life hack where I just say the word instead of see you next Tuesday. It saves me many syllables.
Oh my gosh, so much time put back in the bank.
So yeah. Leslie Jones over the weekend or this earlier
this week? Yeah, I think earlier this week. She's off Twitter now because of Ghostbusters and people just got all
wasn't that big about
misogyny and hatey. And so then they just all of the internet's like bile and
did they
crud.
Get Jamaica too?
What?
You said Haiti.
They did get Jamaica as well. Yeah. Thank you. I'm so
you're not
glad.
The only one who can pun.
I'm so glad that you're here to just bounce jokes off me. Just love it. They're so buoyant.
Are you enjoying the Pete seat?
Kinda. Yeah.
Because I think you used his Christian name earlier, or did we both? Or were we both just calling him Jay for the last 5 minutes?
I don't.
It's Pete.
I don't
he's
know.
Pete maybe.
Yes, he's Pete maybe. That is his Christian name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so she like.
Leslie Jones,
finally just like gave up.
Tell me who exactly she is. I know she's been on SNL a couple of years. She's like almost 50. She got into the game kind of late, which already makes her a patron saint to me.
Yeah, right?
Her and
exactly.
Estelle Getty. Just like old
so...
bitches making it happen
exactly.
late in life.
I'm so into that.
It's like I got those two and I think like Gene Hackman. Those are the only guys that did anything.
Yeah, women have been waiting for their own Gene Hackman all this time.
And Leslie Jones, thy name.
Thank you.
So she's just, she's black
she
chick.
Yeah, stand-up
has
before
short,
that,
okay,
for the most
yeah.
part.
Has like kind of like spiky, close-cropped hair.
Yeah.
Bigger. Looks a little intimidating.
Yeah, she's tall.
Yeah, tall. There's a beefitude to
like
the arm.
She has a personality that... They use her on SNL the way that they used like Chris Farley, where you just don't put him in to be like guy number three because he just either can't do it or it seems like a waste. And so they use her that way. Like they put her in things where like her stand-up personality like is hilarious and has room to be hilarious.
From what I have seen about her, and I'm not saying she doesn't have acting capability, but she just waltzes into a scene and is like, I'm Leslie Jones. And
yeah, I haven't seen Ghostbusters yet, but... I really want to. I know.
What?
I was going to go see it this week. We were going to go see it together this weekend.
Why did you... I'll give you my excuse in a second. Why did you let down the entire feminist collective that you're
I
a part
did.
Of?
I did. The entire feminist collective, and perhaps worse yet, a very long email chain of some friends and friends of friends.
I
you should
thought
just
if
turn
you,
in your woman card
yeah,
right now.
No, yeah. I'm with Howard over here. If you didn't watch it at least four times, just turn in your menstrual cup in your
oh my gosh,
your old
can
Lilith
I do that?
Fair
that would be a close call if I could really do
it's called pregnancy.
Oh. Not a close call at all.
Ghostbusters, by the way,
clear-cut decision.
Not a dud. It will be in the long term. Don't get me wrong. Like, I think they were expecting it to hit 50. Like, they're like at bare minimum, please hit 50, kind of.
Oh, okay.
And I think it hit like 45-ish. And on top of that, the logic for comedies in America is they will at best clear what they made here overseas. And the film, I think, maybe just special effects, not even with promotion, was 150.
Oh.
So at the end of the day, it could be a real smoking crater. And I'm not really like... People, I guess you listen to the show, and everyone's like, John hates women, and that's only half of it. No, I have no problem with the Ghostbusters thing. I think it's cool that they made a go of it. I'll tell you who I have the real problem with, actually.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, Paul Feig, what is his name?
I don't know. I've been saying Feig. I'm not sure what's right and what's wrong anymore in this world.
That dude, again, not that I have any sort of issues whatsoever with that dude seems like a very, very self-loathing gay man. Like, I'm just putting that out there. He was the centerpiece.
Is he gay?
No, he's like married to a woman. But if I showed you a picture.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, is this what Scott Thompson's doing lately? I'm glad he got some braces.
So what's the problem? Like, what's your problem that you have that's got you all riled up?
Paul Feig, like, if you will read some interviews with him lately, it's not, like, to be pro-woman is one thing. That's cool. And sure, go for it, man. It seems...
Oh, go for it. That's the endorsement we've been waiting for.
Hey, that's a read from my
effort. You hear it, ladies?
What the hell, sister? Do what you gotta do.
Go for it. Whatever. That's our call to action.
Can you put that on a t-shirt and make this man money with it?
I can bake it into a cake.
Only after you've done your laundry, woman. So
go on.
He's got a thing going with Melissa McCarthy where it's like everything he's directed, the last five films, has been Melissa McCarthy. And that's cool. I don't really have a problem. Again, my ringing endorsement for feminism. He's got someone he likes working with. Beat that horse until it dies.
Yeah, it's a Johnny Depp thing.
There you go. Yeah. With what's his tits?
Tim Burton.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The creepy symbiotic thing.
Yeah, it is hard to talk about Tim Burton without making sort of a marionette gesture.
Yeah. Tim Burton, I'm really sure.
It seems like
he
has a collection of marionettes, in all honesty.
Oh yeah, and they all just full genitals.
Yeah. You know, some are just genitals.
Yeah. So my issue with Feig, there was an article he put out the other week, and I believe the title of it is like Why Men Aren't Funny. Now,
really?
It's one thing if you want to build up women and be like, look, they need to at the very least get to the point of equality. That's good, sure. Level all playing field.
I hate you so much.
But what self-loathing freak wants to then go out and tear down? Now, I don't know if it was very tongue-in-cheek. Like, I saw.
Did you read the article?
I read.
Are you?
I believe
it. Are you about to review an article that you only read the title of?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. It's like that Jonathan Swift
book. Then I have
some
opinions about Ghostbusters.
Where he literally talks about eating children. Modest Proposal, is that it?
It is a Modest Proposal, yes.
But the dude, if there's even a hint of that to him, like, I think it's very weird when people are that self-loathing. Like, it's one thing to be down with equality. It's another to want to, like, to kind of hate yourself and almost, like...
Reparations.
Yeah, oh God, there was like another thing I saw on Facebook. It was like two chunky white women that I'm going to go out on a limb, say they were lesbians. Again, I don't care. Just putting it out there in case you see the picture so you can narrow it down mentally.
Okay.
And they were offering a service where if you're a person of color and people online who are white are acting too white and are not quote unquote getting it, you can report these people to the two chunky chicks and they will educate the person on why like their whiteness is offensive and what they're doing wrong in terms of their whiteness and their white.
I think that would be helpful.
They'll have their white privilege broken down. Now, look, again, don't be a dick, but don't be a dick to yourself either. Like don't tear yourself down. You don't have to in order to make black people great or Hispanic people great. You don't have to crap on white people. You can beef them up. You know,
how about this then?
Bernie Mac is great. We'll put that out. He's dead and he's great. I also love the George Lopez show. I don't have to say that I didn't care for Seinfeld in the mix, too. Why can't all these things be good?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, all the things can be good. That is true. Okay. What if we just agree that you don't have to, like, crap on a group as a group? The only group you can crap on are, like, a-holes.
That's fine.
So I'm fine if there happen to be lots of white a-holes.
I get very, I don't want to say upset because I don't
seem pretty upset.
Much.
You're sweating.
I always am. That means I was upset at the spaghetti I ate earlier. So I don't like when you're like, look, in the name of equality,
I know what you mean.
White people stink.
I do. I'm just saying, like, I can't possibly be more mad about that than I am mad about, you know, racist hate mail going to Leslie Jones. Like, it's definitely
hate
not
mail.
Worse.
What is this, 94?
Yeah, handwritten drawings and glitter, maybe scented paper that are being mailed.
Yeah. That said, let's go back to Leslie Jones, who I believe this week via Twitter has gotten just horrific things that I'm going to read on air and I'm probably going to laugh at because I'm just, I love horror. Like, I just love shocking, evil crap.
I mean, I feel like it's going to come down to at most 8 recurring jokes and possibly fewer than 3.
Well, there's
Are you saying a-holes, since that's our hate group now, aren't very creative?
Yeah, I think that's the weird thing about Twitter. The mass of information that you can get from a variety of people lets you know that people aren't that creative.
Did you ever, like, Google...
I beg to differ. These guys got fairly creative with it. At least, well, okay, look, there's a lot of comparisons to King Kong. Let's just get that out of the way. There's...
Yeah, probably each of those people thought they came up with that on their own.
Maybe. I don't know.
John, I'm going to be real with you. When I, like, read those ones, I was just like, man, this is like listening to John make fun of Patrick Ewing in middle school all over again.
Did I? I mean, I love Patrick Ewing.
What did Patrick Ewing in middle school look like?
I guess I probably said something.
He got a lot of King Kong jokes when he played in the NBA.
Well, dude, after my heart was broken every... Yeah, is Patrick Ewing black?
I don't know. Why would I know that?
My good
God. I need the space in my brain for
No,
things.
Patrick Ewing...
Like, for original jokes.
Is Jackie Chan Asian? I mean, come on, sister.
Patrick Ewing never would have been able to pass. Like, he's not that kind of guy.
Pass middle school?
No, like, pass as, like, I can sit in the white
part. I feel like
today.
Middle school's more important to pass.
Oh, no. Patrick Ewing is, like, black. Like, capital, all of it. B-L-A-C-K, black.
Dude, he has a degree from Georgetown. Like, why you gotta be like that?
I just mean, like, looks-wise. Like, if I was, like, come up with very, very black features, like, it would just be Patrick Ewing, like, entry number 3 in Webster's. Like,
okay.
And I probably did say some things because every year that MF-er broke my heart losing to the Bulls at some point. And then Michael Jordan retires.
That's fair,
and he finds a way to lose to Olajuwon. So, yeah.
I forgot you were a Knicks fan, right?
I loved him.
Yeah.
Him and who was it? John Stockton.
I forgot.
No,
yeah, yeah.
John Stark.
This is all starting
Stockton
to connect. Like, I would hear you make, like, yeah, I guess it's, all right, racist jokes are never okay, but when you actually love a team and it's just the first thing you think of because you're looking at this person, it's like,
Thank
I got nothing
you.
Else to say.
Thank you.
What? No.
This happens in traffic all the time. I get so racist in traffic because I'm like,
well, if it
you're
happens
a stranger.
In traffic...
I'm actually like...
But it happens in sports, too. If you're just yelling at the TV because it's like,
and sports,
my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's where I would basically have a,
those things
a
aren't
peace
racist.
Conference in traffic with sports.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be chilling with good old Rich Harmon all the time, and a black guy cuts us off, and I'm like, may I, sir? And he's like, yeah, sure. Given everything I've said here and the entirety of everything you've ever heard on the show, I am bizarrely not racist in traffic.
Okay.
I am, like, almost make a point of it.
Good.
Don't get me wrong.
If you're going to make one point.
Yeah, it sounds like one of Richard Pryor's 2 favorite words, but just the F one.
You want to talk about self-hating? I, like, anytime I have an incident with, like, another Asian driver, like, it's horrible. Like, I just, I need people not to be in
the
car.
I forget,
car
I get real
happens.
Real racist when it comes to the Asian drivers. Yeah, I don't.
Jurors are like that, too. Like, you never want someone of the same, of similar genetic makeup to your client on the jury, because, like, any minority is super mean to the rest of their minority group.
Oh, I hate Greeks.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody hates Greeks.
That's
because
true.
Of the butt stuff.
Exactly. No woman can turn around in front of a Greek guy.
I never have.
What about Telly Savalas, man? Come on, man. Everybody loves him.
Yeah, who loves you, baby? But I'm just saying, when I had to go to Greek church and deal with Greek relatives and stuff like that, I was like, where are, like, actual white people? What are these baboons masquerading? Like, who are we fooling? We're not white. I don't know what we are. We're like, off. We're like the store brand cereal of white. Like, it's not real. We can pretend, but you take it home, you know the difference.
It's on the bottom shelf in
a
big bag.
Exactly. Like, just like flavor circles.
Yes.
The best is going if you want
a
locksmith job into PG County. Like, they'll just go to a bank, and then, like, all the single black ladies will be like, hey, John.
Oh, yeah.
And then you find your place. It's, like, where you belong, man.
Yeah, yeah.
In a bank?
I mean, well,
no. Like.
Oh, a sperm bank.
Hanging out with.
No, banks with my locking. For real. He's seen me with like,
big,
they don't
beautiful
lock
black
up the
women.
Sperm?
Well, not
love
just.
Some John Papa Giorgio.
Yeah, that's.
Not all,
I miss
just
when
some.
I miss when I wasn't so fat, because it was, like, the thin black chicks made passes at me. I'll forever say that. I remember this was.
You'll forever say the phrase when, make passes. That I believe.
When I was, I don't even think 21, and I had to work down in Oxon Hill. No, this was Waldorf. I'm sorry. Same jewels of Southern Maryland. If you're from the D.C. area, you know Oxon Hill. You know Waldorf.
Oh, I know Waldorf from the salad.
They're the places when you listen to a sports show that the black people call from.
Ah.
So I was down there, and there was just a very, very gorgeous chick named Terry Jenkins. And Terry was making passes at me, and I've said this on air a couple times. I don't care. It's still a great story. Her opening line with me is, so you got any kids?
Huh.
And I'm a white kid that just had to drop out of college because my dad died, but I'm still 20. And I was like, what?
She didn't know why you had to drop out of college.
This hasn't even been in a woman yet. What are you talking about? And she's looking and sizing me up like, as long as it's like one or two kids. We can proceed here.
Right. You don't know what her threshold was.
It's true. And then she saw how much I billed the bank for, good old industrial bank, all black bank, dumped me. I wasn't able to provide what they needed once
industrial
I worked.
Industrial bank is like the most hilarious actual bank name, right?
Yeah, it's not very
seems
appealing.
Not real. It seems like it's on a set made of cardboard.
Industrial, what would draw you to a thing called industrial bank?
Right? Well, I don't know.
It was.
I don't like a bank with people for people.
Pretty popular in the district during the 80s, right? It definitely was that sort of.
I think industrial bank is one of those things where now it's cool and it's like, yeah, viva. You know, everyone can go to
like
industrial bank.
Steampunk bank.
But yeah, the founding of industrial bank was white people wouldn't let us touch money.
Yeah.
Like, black people, this is the one option you got.
Oh
so
my
enjoy
gosh,
it.
Really?
Yeah.
I never looked into the history of
somehow
industrial bank.
My
our,
dad landed that
our
contract.
Only brutalism bank.
Yeah, industrial bank. And I was down again. This was a branch, I believe, in a Walmart in Waldorf.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
And Terry saw how much I billed them for at the end of the day and was like, so when are you taking me to the Red Lobster?
That cheddar biscuit.
Damn.
Yeah, exactly. Not even blanket seafood thing. And again, this is wading into the stereotype pool, but I don't know so much because I would have banged Terry in a heartbeat. Terry gave me her number.
For a heartbeat.
And this is back when I had, dude, why are you looking? I had.
She asked you to Red Lobster. You know the old saying, right?
Oh, God.
What? Shrimp dinner, get some pee?
No, if you order the lobster, you got to put out.
Oh, that's...
You've never heard that.
I was
that.
Expecting worse.
No, I have
but
heard
yeah,
that.
Of course, of course.
And
go
I've
on.
Done it every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I blew
when
it.
You ask someone to Red Lobster...
I was 20. I was 20. I wasn't banging white girls at college with me. Terry was like a statuesque black woman covered in ink. Do you really think 20-year-old John had the balls to bring that down? 35-year-old John, sure. He doesn't care. What if 35-year-old John would just raw dog that and roll over and go to bed and be like, cool, I've got a biracial son in 9 months. Let's do this. Yes, and improv 101. 20-year-old John, are you kidding me? I called her like the next day. I left like a stammering message.
Oh, man.
The next time I was in that place, she was like, you should have heard the BS this boy left on my phone. And all the other black women just laughed at me. And then I had to go home and masturbate. That was the weird part. No. Nothing? Okay, thanks. Thanks for that. But that is the extent of my time with Terry Jenkins. Now back to Leslie Jones.
I love that you know her last name. Actually, that's the funniest part of the story to me.
She gave me a card, Terry Jenkins. You think I haven't tried to Facebook Terry Jenkins?
Yeah, good point.
Hey, look, 15 years, I've gained a lot of weight, but also a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
Those cheddar biscuits are there when you need them.
Oh, those biscuits.
The biscuits I can't eat anymore because I have the cholesterol of Jackie Gleason.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, that's terrible.
I won't get into
now. You have to eat the good fats. We have to figure out what those
apparently are. Apparently, I can't. Not according
can't
to
eat
Allison.
The good fats
I just
either?
Need to eat whole wheat. So that involved me boiling a box of whole wheat pasta and just eating that.
Oh.
Wearing a diaper like a yogi.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
That was bad. Leslie Jones?
Leslie Jones. Wait, what about olive oil? Isn't that supposed to be good for your cholesterol?
I thought so. Not according to
not
my nurse roommate, Allison, because I was
gargling
with it.
You know, you have
it.
Google. Like, you don't have to just listen to what
it was,
humans say,
it was
IRL.
A gray zone. You know, I like to be old school. I don't wear my condoms in bed with Terry Jenkins.
Sure.
And I get my information firsthand from
it's
a nurse.
Very old school.
Yeah, from her mouth box. So, Leslie Jones gets just brutalized. Like, guys clowning her. It's one thing to... First of all, I don't get the insulting people online just because they're famous, especially if they haven't gone out of their way to be insulting. Like, if you want to be like, hey, Donald Trump, I bet your dick looks like your face or something like that. Like, just tiny and red and mean.
Right.
Like, I get that. Like, Donald Trump is very much a public figure, not very likable, let's be honest. Even if you're voting for him, you know he's an asshole.
yeah.
But Leslie Jones, like, you really don't think Leslie Jones grew up getting Christ knows what screamed at her? As, like, someone hucks a milkshake at the side of her head from a moving car. Like, Leslie Jones, I don't care if she's famous now. Woman has not had an easy life. She still doesn't have an easy life, as this has evinced. What?
No, I was just saying, because she's tall, too. That's, like, on top of, like, everything else. If you're, like, that tall
of a woman. Area.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she has a great thing going on where... Was it she watches like Game of Thrones? She
Thrones, everybody, like, the world is, like, in love with her live tweeting Game of Thrones. And now no more because the friggin' bigots pushed her off Twitter.
She might come back. We'll see.
Yeah.
To be determined.
Because
the flip
so.
Of the story is, like, the guy who was pushing one of the leaders of this, like, hate tweet movement was the Breitbart editor. I forget his name, but now.
I'll get it because it's Greek as hell.
Yeah, no, he's.
And he's gay. But he, like, just makes fun of gay people, I think, or something like that.
Man, no what? He must be self-hating if he's working at Breitbart. Jeez.
Oh, God.
I had no idea, man.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Oh.
Or Milo Yiannopoulos. There
you go. He's... Okay.
Yeah, he's very gay.
And he basically had a Twitter following of, like, 300,000, and now he's been permanently suspended from Twitter.
Wow, have they done that before?
No, I don't, this is like a death sentence, NCAA style.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's interesting. If this is like the first
penalty.
Time they've done that.
Sorry.
I mean, how you
botch a reference and sound like a girl.
They've been developing.
Which is a horrible thing. Wait, I meant to say it's not a bad thing to say. Sorry, back to you, Adam.
No, they've been developing a method to permanently suspend people. It's just this is one of the biggest people that they've done this to.
Interesting.
So. Yeah, and they're like, if you make like Milo Yiannopoulos too, we're just going to ban that as well.
Yeah.
It's just, it's already hurt him. Like, I realize he could possibly build up a following somewhat quickly again, but to have that big an account just taken away from you, I mean, that's like money out of his pocket.
Dude, I have 6,000 followers. If that were ever taken from me, I'd kill all of you first to be safe, but then I'd kill myself.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't live without
I wouldn't
that.
Even blame you.
Oh, 6K, and that's nothing.
Yeah, it's just the right amount of peanuts.
Terry Jenkins has like 1,500.
But she won't follow you back.
No. Oh, God. So, sorry. Then I just remember her going on about my good hair. I remember that, too.
I remember your good hair, too.
Yeah.
Bum, bum. Oh.
Wait, was that like a Becky with the good hair reference?
Nah.
Oh. No, you don't log a lot
you
of...
You were Becky with the good hair.
Yeah. Like, I've logged a lot of time with my Afro-American fellow citizens. They, when I had curly hair, they used to do to me what they always... Well... What conscientious black people bitch about white people doing, when they're like, she just grabbed my fro. It was horrible.
Well, that's pretty horrible.
But I don't know. I got pet like a chia every time I went
like,
into any black
like
bed.
Like pregnant women where people just like come up and like touch their... It's ridiculous and horrible and we're all horrible.
Oh, they just be like, oh, look at you, and like running their fingers. I like being touched. It's good.
Ugh. I mean, meetings for that.
Yeah. As long as they weren't like looking up from a plate of ribs to do it. That's... What, barbecue sauce on the hand?
I got it. Yeah, of course I understand. It's a very practical point
to make. I can also say fish fry, another pungent food.
Yes, quite pungent.
And also plays to the stereotypes. There you go. A peanut butter eating contest? I don't know.
Yeah.
There you go. That's good. Peanut butter. Non-racial.
Everybody eats peanut butter.
Nice hand.
Actually, except rich white kids. That's weird.
Yeah, I just had a ton of it, but I'm poor.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. And barely white.
We actually had the government peanut butter. That you could get cheese and bread and peanut butter from the state.
You did that?
Yeah.
Oh, my grandma used to do it. I'd go to her house, and I'm like, where do you get a can that just says corn on it?
Yeah, right? Just like huge, like Costco size before Costco existed.
It was. I remember it's just tin cans that said corn, peas, carrots.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is depressing. Like, more so than a vegetable typically is.
It's like a little apocalyptic.
Like, where's the little smiling green guy to at least make me
think? Yeah, Mr. Yuck.
Are you trying to trick me into eating? These mothballs
awesome.
Are delightful, John.
Oh,
sprinkle them on your salad.
I wonder how many people remember Mr. Yuck. That
Mr.
was pretty...
Yuck instead of Sprout. I was going for Sprout, the Jolly Green Giant's child lover. We never knew.
There were like green.
I know Mr. Yuck.
Yeah, okay.
There was a Mr. Yuck sticker on my grandma's phone. It's almost like you're reading
on
my
the
mind.
Phone?
Yeah. It was like in case.
Did you try to eat the phone?
No, it was just like...
It's got the phone number.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a really sensible place.
Oh!
It's like in case you're bored and you drink a bunch of paint thinner.
Yeah, like while you're dying on the floor talking to 911 or trying to figure out who to call. Like, yeah.
It's
and
a very
who
good
are
point.
You
if, I,
call?
If I've eaten the Ghostbusters,
Thank
we'll
you.
Get to Leslie in a second. That's a great point. If I really put down Christ knows what, why would I waste my time with anything but 911? Like, is Mr. Yuck going to talk
Maybe
me down off the high?
Maybe 911 first, and then while they're on the way, you call Poison Control, and they can tell you what you can do. You can chug whatever.
As they pointed out on John Oliver recently, like, 911 is not the most efficient of organizations to locate you, despite our wonderful GPS system that now exists.
That's pathetic, because I can find someone who's locked out. Like, I just put them in Google Maps and go.
Like, there's just so many private... apps that work so much better than 911 today.
Yeah.
So they have their
Ways,
own thing.
Means, etc.
It for whatever reason is less accurate. They're just outdated.
Reason. I bet all their drivers just use Google Maps. Then at least I hope they have that kind of initiative. Give those guys free data.
Now the problem is when you're
I don't
want
to die because Verizon sucks.
Track the caller and you don't know where
they
are.
Yeah, like to locate.
So when
the cell phone.
When the call operator, when the operator basically is trying to figure
out
where you are.
Oh, did they trace the call and it's coming from upstairs?
And they're like, you are close-ish to like this tower. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they did. That actually happened
in Fairfax. Yeah, the tower triangulation is like not accurate anyway. Again, they always use it in evidence and it's like super not accurate.
I know that from Serial.
True. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, the current... availability of, like, I guess pizza delivery apps can do better than 911, that type of thing. So,
wow. Yeah, Flav was right.
I love the current Domino's Pizza app thingy. Like, if you ordered online and it shows, like, a little cartoon of a little cartoon person making your pizza, and he, like, puts it in the oven, and they try to make it go, make him do the activities at the exact time and speed that they're being done in real life, and it's just, like, super creepy.
Really?
Yeah.
I know I've seen the tracker.
He's got a little name and he says little things.
First of all, I thought you had money, so why are you ordering from Domino's? Second of all, you have taste buds, so why are you ordering from Domino's? But third, I remember the tracker, but not the animated guy.
Yeah, I don't know if it does it on like an app, but it'll do it on the, if you like order on your laptop.
Does he show the kid that made your pizza right after he puts it in the oven, take a dump and not wash his hands and go back to make the next guy's pizza?
After, before, yeah.
All right, good.
So it shows it all. It's incredibly accurate.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's just some camera that actually renders in cartoon form what's going on in the place. All right, so Leslie Jones.
It's like Uncanny Valley Vision.
Leslie Jones, finally. I think we can do it. I love that we're ADD. It lets us turn one subject into an hour. I think, so Leslie Jones got just barraged with hateful tweets. And again, I don't get why you send this to a stranger. Like, let's be honest, deep down, it says something's not going great in your life. You didn't, like, nail that promotion at work and go back to a woman you love who kissed you on the lips and made you feel like a man. And then hop on Twitter and go, Leslie Jones, you look like King Kong grabbed a power wire. You know, like, it's just not good. Like, clearly something's lacking in your soul hole or...
That girl who gave you her number and told you to take her to Red Lobster turned out to
Terry Jenkins. Yeah. Continue. Mm-hmm. I would have picked her up in my windowless Aerostar van. Windowless so the tools weren't stolen from inside it.
Sure.
Yes. And
the
I can molest
tools didn't know where they were being taken.
Yes. So back to Terry.
Terry. Or Aristotle, I think, is her full name.
Are you going to read some more of these or... Or
sure,
is that poor taste?
I was going to start reading them.
Okay.
It's poor taste, but you know what?
You have to report the news sometimes. Somebody's got to.
We have to report the news, and we can play a sub-game called Does John Laugh? So the first one is from Malfunctioning Goy, Dep47. And there's a cartoon picture of a guy with a swastika armband, and he's in full SS regalia.
But does it look like a current picture? Is it like a stock photo?
No, it's a funny
from
little
the History
cartoon.
Channel. It's a cartoon?
It's a funny little cartoon. As funny as a man
funny
in full
what?
SS garb can get, I suppose.
Okay.
So he says to Les Dog and someone else, I hate liars. There is no way to justify calling her beautiful. She's extremely ugly. Now, I could kind of track with that up until the... She's extremely ugly.
It's just
and also
a weird
tagging
thing to
her
say.
In it. Well, I do get some people where it's like, you're so beautiful, girl. And it's like the 500-pound girl that they had to like knock her wall out so she could go and get enough vitamin D to not die by rolling her around in her front yard for a bit. Like,
you are so fat-shamey today.
I
want to know what's going on in your life. That's making you all like self.
A lot of triglycerides. A lot of triglycerides.
Okay. All right.
So.
Fair.
Again, don't go out of your way to make fun of these people. Don't even do making fun of these people, even if it's in your way. But.
Like traffic.
I do get a gripe with being like, she is so beautiful and so strong. Because just like objectively speaking, by the standards the Greeks made like 50,000 years ago or whenever the Greeks existed. They're not beautiful. They're horribly... Leslie, I love Leslie, like what she does, because she's ballsy. And you know what? She's a person that went out there and made something of their life. So I respect that. But to be like, objectively speaking, she's beautiful. Leslie Jones not beautiful. Like, I'd do her. She's famous. And she seems like she'd be a laugh. Like, I'd just try to like nut real fast and then be like, can we go eat now? She'd be like, hell yeah, I'm famished. And it'd be good like that. But I wouldn't, like, walking down this. If Leslie Jones weren't famous and she's like, hey, you want some of that? I'd be like, I'll get back to you, like, the end of the night. We might get there.
I don't even.
What?
Where to begin with you?
We're keeping it real on these airwaves.
Oh, okay.
It's a safe space as you.
Okay.
As you
good point. It
like.
Is a safe space.
Yeah, just say what you want, man. You got something on the brain. Spit it out.
Okay, well, how about. We'll just, like, pass over the fact that you think there's an objective standard of beauty.
Kind
and
of is.
We'll just pass over the fact
I mean, like,
that people get to comment on each other's appearance, and that seems like an okay thing, whether it's positive or negative. Mm-hmm. And we'll just move right, like, to the inception of that, which is, like, why is it important? Like, why is it important enough that you can assume mm-hmm. everybody cares more about whether she's beautiful than like anything else. Like the only thing you have to say about someone is a comment on how they look. That position makes no sense to me. That is not having anything
to say. Yeah, I'm with
you.
I'm not there for Leslie Jones to be beautiful. I want her to make me laugh. So
right.
In that way, I don't care really.
So I don't know. It's just
so
like,
far, you know
like
what?
The clouds are just like not
good for you.
Hairy enough. I don't need that from
that?
Them.
What
like,
did you last say? Say it again.
I said the clouds are not hairy enough.
Hairy clouds.
Yeah, like I don't need that from the
I
clouds.
I thought you said clowns. Like
oh,
this
no.
is some Armenian
All the
circus.
Clowns are very hairy.
Yeah.
Basically the entire clown labor union.
Okay, so.
Very hairy.
You know what? Glad you piped up. So far, so good. I'll give you one in the win column. So we're going to keep going down.
I guess to build on that, though, I guess the different take I have, which comes out of this all, is...
If she is ugly and had it coming, all right, point for each of you.
No, so she's a comedian, and, like, of all the celebrities, comedians are the least objectified as far as, like, hey, like, I totally want to bone that person. It's like,
wow, a lot of people catcalled Jerry Seinfeld.
Think about Artie Lang. How much does Artie Lang?
What's the deal with catcalling?
Like, get hate tweeted by women who are like, "You are too effing fat for me to want to masturbate to." You know, that's not like how it works for male comics. They don't just have women like
male comics are basically never objectified.
Right.
Go on.
It's just to the extent that there are like guys who are like
female comics.
You're ugly. It's just like, well, I'm not gay, so whatever. You suck too, man. You know, it's just, it's a very different thing.
I guess because we acknowledge a guy as being funny because that's the weapon he has chosen in the procreation war of life.
Yeah.
Like, you can be the good looking guy, you can be the money guy, you can be the funny guy. There's a lot of paths. It isn't Monopoly.
Right.
Like, there's more than one way to get past go.
And women can try and choose another weapon, but they still have to win the attractiveness game, too.
Okay, so we're on the same page here. Oh, okay. Oh, you trapped me. You trapped me, bitch.
I don't even know why I'm here most of the time. Something's wrong in my heart hole that I'm even here.
Bitch set me up. Quoting my idol, Marion Barry.
But yeah, you're right. Like, comics should, and in a lot of cases, do not have to put up with as much objectification as other celebrities.
You would think. Like, if you're a female comic, this is part of why it's been harder. I mean, we all actually went to Ali Wong together, where she was saying that part of it is just, like, when you're a female comic, you don't want to go to the club and, like, have to
figure out
how to get home after, like, without getting raped, basically.
That was weird to hear. I was like, I really hadn't thought of that before. Yeah, I've never sat around and pondered how I'm not going to get raped later that evening.
Yeah.
That's part of my male privilege, I guess.
Right.
Or I'm just not in shape.
No, it's the privilege thing.
Okay. Yeah. So it was weird hearing someone being like, yeah, a lot of women comics don't want to go on stage because they're afraid they'll say something wrong and then be murdered in the parking lot later.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Basically.
But then there's like a great example, I guess, is like Chelsea Handler. Is like had the, you know, maintain as much as possible, and then she had that like bizarre like midget on her show.
Oh, little person, get off! Just get off!
I don't know.
Do you
this.
Remember like
what
his, her sidekick, that bizarre little man?
She had a sidekick
on Chelsea lately.
Here's what I know about Chelsea Handler. Like, she had a real long streak of like tweeting legit just pictures of her jugs out, and you know what? Good pair.
Yeah.
Good pair.
Here's what I know about Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
Apparently her last name is not Lately.
Yeah. Great areola
that's
symmetry.
It.
That's what I know. All right, back to you, Howard.
Yeah.
It's bizarre to think of like her sidekick being purposefully selected for being somewhat of a deformity. Hmm. And like, I don't think he ever got the types of hate tweets that have been going out today for Les Dog.
Okay.
You know, it's just like, how's he able to be like this bizarre, like, hunchback that's on television and, you know.
Can we
like,
all agree it's still safe to hate on them?
Like, I think really. So, yeah. That seems fine.
Really? If I walk up and start rubbing that thing for luck and you're like, hey, I mean, I should be able to smack you, right?
I think so.
Knock you back to the bell tower you came from?
I heard there's like a little person's actors guild, kind of. Like, they're pretty particular about making sure that those roles,
interesting.
Like...
I know of one guild they're from.
Speaking... Is it the lollipop
there
guild?
You go.
Okay.
All right.
Speaking of, did you see the teaser trailer for the next Star Wars? Because it looks like Warwick Davis is in it, which is very exciting to me.
Really? Willow?
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, you have to say it the right way. Willow!
Willow! Yeah. I mean, I was already going to be excited, but.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down for Willow doing his thing. I haven't watched Life is Short yet. I know our mutual friend Carly's obsessed.
Oh, yeah. I watched the first few episodes. I don't know why I haven't gotten back to it, but it's really funny. It's like not
too
Gervais-y.
Oh, you're disgusted by his deformity.
Right. Yes. I hate Stephen Merchant. He's like so disgusting. No.
That is true.
I love Stephen Merchant.
I love that human mantis.
Obviously. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Let's go through some more Leslie Nope tweets. I know. So we go to Sam. Sam
just
Candle.
Sam. First Sam on Twitter.
Is fugging.
Fugging.
Yeah, fugging, not CK.
So rhymes with pug.
Yeah, exactly. Like bugging with an F.
Sure.
Fugging Bleb. And his picture is a really fat beagle on its back with the words, "I eat ass," written on its stomach.
Now, how can you see all of that in a little ABI?
I'm not making this up. I'm not that creative.
I know you're not.
So we go down, and there's a picture of a silverback gorilla in futuristic armor holding some sort of gun. And it says, "If we have the technology, we can revive your brother, Les Dog." Implying
so
she's some
racist.
Sort of cybernetic gorilla. I've watched the Planet of the Apes films. I don't recognize this character. I know that they didn't fight with guns, though.
Yeah.
They didn't have M79 grenades in a bandolier, so I'm confused. I don't get this reference.
Yeah, way to mix genres.
I mean, how bad can he be with a dog that says, "I eat ass" on its stomach, as his AVI, though? So we go back to... We now have KKK Cool J.
Oh, no.
These were pretty well handpicked, weren't they?
Handle simply drone with 3 zeros in the middle. Let's see what his AVI is. I'm going to lean in for a closer look.
Hold on.
What is it? What are you doing?
Enhance.
Okay, so... It says Operation Blitzkrieg. It's another cartoon
Excellent.
Man
and another
in
Nazi
another
reference.
Nazi outfit, and he is spanking a caricature of a Jew.
How?
So I think I know where this man's sympathies lie. And his tweet is, "I know you only wanted to protect that kid, Les Dog," and he's got a picture of Harambe. Or Harambe, or whatever his name was, the gorilla that got shot when the kid fell on his
pole. Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, see, I think that was like kind of the easiest way to go with
this. The structure of that was a joke-like structure. I mean, still, but I at least, the other ones were like not even really even in a jokey structure.
It's just the gorilla joke.
I'm sorry I like the I eat ass dog. I'm going to stick up for I eat ass dog guy because that's a great picture.
Are we allowed to say ass? I've been saying A this whole time.
Oh, you can say ass.
Okay.
Like, I
you
mean,
could even throw the whole
well, the
on
moment's
after
paid.
Yeah, that's a gray
that's
one.
A gray
but
the moment's
it.
Paid now.
Yeah, it's 10 p.m. or 11 when we air. Like, they literally cannot put us later. So
it's 10 p.m. and you don't know where you and Terry's children are.
Let's enjoy what we got, which is complete freedom to really say anything short of the F.
Okay. I think short of the F should have been the title of the
next
show.
Next one is from JoJo, Pete XX Magico, and he just has like an anime logo. Not like a Nazi cartoon character, just a regular anime.
So not Nazi.
So far, maybe this guy isn't a racist. So he tweets in all caps to Les Dog, "She has no style. She has no grace. This Leslie Kong has a funny face." Reference to a Muhammad Ali line, I believe. Making fun of Joe Frazier. Could be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did I give him more credit than credit is due?
I think the Miss America theme is she's got style, she's got grace.
Really?
Something like that. I don't know. Maybe made that up. I might have made that up.
It's is already like boring just on the objective level having like so many people refer back to the same gorilla joke.
Yeah.
Like it is. Like,
yeah.
I mean, haven't you ever like before you tweet out a joke, you like if it just seems too perfect, I'll just like Google it real quick and see if somebody's done it already.
Well, just
and, like half the time they have.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, and
like,
it's fine
well.
At times, but it's just, there's a point at which where it's like, you got to come up with some new material, people, because, like, you've seen enough.
Yeah,
of
I'm
it,
saying,
so.
Like,
so
if it's an easy joke, check
walk
check
away from calling her a gorilla and more to, like, insulting her music taste.
Well, I'm thinking more like...
Something nuanced.
I guess, like...
She wouldn't mind that.
So she's a comedian, she's an
right?
actress,
she
there's not a lot
things.
Going on, but going to, like, let's take Chris Christie, for example, and I like Bill
Please.
Maher, but... Like, the only joke he seems to ever tell about Chris Christie has to do with, like, things he eats, basically. It's always, like, fat jokes.
Okay,
yeah.
But...
And I'm like...
To be fair, he's very fat.
I'm saying, like, it can be the majority of Bill Maher's jokes.
I don't...
I'm just like, he's done so many other dick things.
Right. The creative...
Like, Why does
a creative
every,
joke is something else?
Why does
right?
every bridge gate joke have to like turn into him like eating the bridge? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, it is funny once. It's funny twice.
Yeah.
But I'm like, is there another one that you could mix in there for me, Bill? Or is it just the same one every time?
That's him, like, picking up Trump's dry cleaning. Like, that's funny. That's funnier than the fat joke, right?
Or making out with Jerry Jones at the Cowboys game. That was, like, amazing.
So good. Yeah. I did like that. That was something to hate Jack too, right there. Everything I hate.
Awkward white guy high fives. That's another great thing to like laugh about, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I'm on board for that. So I guess we'll move away from Leslie. Ultimately, we love Leslie.
Yeah.
I think it's weird to go out of your way to. Why don't people use Twitter for like what I use it for, which is like trying to kiss ass. of the people who are one tier better than me.
Oh, yeah.
In the entertainment ladder, which is means people at tier Z. Not even on it yet.
Like, totally.
Do that. Like, follow cam girls. So when they go online, they're like, hey, I'm on Chatterbait right now. You can be like, hey, I'll be there. Like, I don't get
it. It's a date.
Yeah.
Winky face.
See you soon, m'lady. I don't get it. I don't get like the spite for the sake of spite. Like if I've been wronged by someone, don't get me wrong, I will hate them forever.
It's transference, though, right?
I suppose so. Yeah. I will MF someone who's been bad to me like long after it's appropriate. Like I will let nothing die. But someone who's done nothing to me, I don't get like.
Yeah.
I was a bully when I was a little kid, but Christ, you grow out of it, man.
Yeah, I think what struck me is that like she was doing like one of the best things you can do with Twitter, which is like
be
hilarious in the moment tweets that everybody gets to enjoy. And this is like the worst thing you can do with Twitter.
Yeah, because she's like, she's run
like the
off
internet
of Twitter
is like,
now, right?
Like Ouroboros, like eating itself and making everything suck now.
I know what that Although, is. It's the snake.
Do you guys really?
Yes.
Do you guys really want to be celebrities? I mean, to me, like the more I learn about what it takes to become a celebrity, I'm like, part of what people want is to tear you down. I think that's not new to Twitter.
Of course.
I think that's always been.
They hate that you've done anything. So many people hate
people
that.
Definitely
anyone's done
did
anything
handwrite, you know, trolling hate mail, I'm sure.
Elvis Presley,
Twitter, right?
You suck a D.
Yeah.
You're so fat you ate that bridge.
And it's just like, what about National Enquirer? It's just like people love to like hear these like bogus rumors about their favorite celebrities.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the Enquirer features nothing bogus. You can go to hell. Weekly World News, on the other hand. That baby. Yeah. And Jesus Christ coming back to the world.
All
you can see it in the chemtrails. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a different matter.
That's how Obama's making us gay.
Him and his just that left-wing agenda. Right. Of all of Hollywood.
Both wings.
Turning us while we're young. Those gay Gerber babies just blowing each other.
Right?
What so a way. Bad. Speaking of Obama.
Yeah.
Speaking of. And largely Jones jokes now. We have the Republican convention going on this week.
Yeah.
Which I haven't.
Congratulations to us for not having covered it at all so far in this show. And we're like pretty far in.
Oh, yeah, there's like seconds left.
Yeah.
I'm literally going to hear the outro music as soon as I'm like, how about that Donald Trump?
That's how much more interesting than the Everdale we are.
Yes. So I haven't paid attention. I heard a little on the radio the other day.
Yeah.
I'm not very Republican. Like, I really dig abortions. Like, I don't think babies are lives, even when they come out.
Yeah, some of them are.
Yeah, they really stink on ice. So I like abortions.
I like the phrase stink on ice. Congrats.
I like, you know, I dig freedom, so if people actually got licensed for guns but like had to get trained to touch them,
seems all
that
right.
would be cool. But as it is, like it's a little too much with the hey, you couldn't legally drive or serve in the army and we wouldn't want you working at McDonald's, but I'll be damned if you can't buy, you know, a rifle. Like that weirds me out a little bit, but you know, so that I'm not so much in disagreement with. And I don't mind brown people. I know, like, Republicans, like, wink and nod. We don't either, but you do.
Yeah.
You do. And I don't mind them. Like, Terry Jenkins proves, you know, I'm down with that.
Wow. All of your social positions Feminism, yeah, go ahead, it's whatever.
Sure.
Brown people, I don't mind them.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care to build that wall. It sounds like a lot of work.
Quite a platform, my friend.
Just indifference. Indifference and tolerance. Tolerance yeah. through indifference.
Apathy, that's 2000, whatever.
Exactly. Who gives a fig? Vote if you want.
Yeah. I'll be in my office.
So we got Donald Trump, and he seems scary if he gets elected. That wouldn't be good. And
I'm
think he
terrified.
Will.
I don't even want to talk
because
about it.
Because he fires people up. And,
fires people mostly.
Again, I'm more on the Democrat side, but I don't care much for Hillary Clinton. She's just not very.
Okay, now
likeable.
I definitely don't want to talk about this.
She just is kind of like a mush. Speak, please.
No, I don't want to talk about politics yeah, on a I mean, fun I, podcast.
I'll ask, could you tell us? Because, like, it feels like I'm definitely in the middle of you guys where I just, like, I'm happy to
She's
vote for Hillary
She's got the strap
Clinton.
On. I've got my flash pole, and
I
you're
think
just plugged.
She will do a good job as president.
I think so.
I just think it's like a vote for the status quo, and many people would prefer to see or, like, believe that change is coming. This is why Obama was elected
yes.
on a promise of hope that doesn't really seem to have been delivered very much.
Not so much. Real politics are complicated.
I think a lot of things changed in the last 8
kinda,
years.
I'm
a lot
put
of
it
things
this
improved.
Way. Let me say this. I'm a New Deal Democrat. Like, Obama kind of blew his load.
How old are you?
No, like, I talk to old people.
Okay.
I talk to old people. So
they
basically.
Stuff. They have Jell-O.
Anybody who remembers FDR remembers he got a lot of crap through Congress. And I'm not going to blame yeah. Congress for Obama not really doing much since Obamacare. He handled it poorly, and nothing's happened since. And I'm like.
See, Howard knows things. I'm just like, those blacks are okay.
I'm just like, all right, I'm happy I voted for Obama twice. I actually, for a while, was like, I'm just going to write his name a third time if Hillary doesn't, like, win my vote over. That was, like, my position for a while. I was like, okay. She's got to earn it. And now I'm like, all right, I'm going to vote
fair.
For her.
That's fair.
I'm kind of torn between pissing mine away on Gary Johnson and Hillary.
Actually, this is a serious thing. Anybody who is called by a pollster, please say that you're going to vote for Gary Johnson because it means
you're
that
gonna
he,
feel
gets
the
to,
Johnson.
He gets to go on stage for the debates if he gets, like, 15%.
Yeah.
So.
Oh. More people in debates is good.
Well, you need, like, the reality is Gary Johnson. This is how weird things are today. He has way more political experience than Donald Trump. Like, he can answer questions. He's a moderate libertarian where, like, anytime you have the libertarian on stage, they're just kooks, and they're like, we should just abolish
yeah,
the government.
Generally.
He's a former governor of a state, and he's like, you have to, like, experiment with reducing the budget. He's
that
like,
would be really nice to hear.
I heard him on Bill Maher say that he would like to reduce military spending by 20% would be his goal.
That's nice.
That's doable.
And I don't like being taxed
Maybe doable
either.
If we didn't have a Congress.
That
Yeah,
that
no,
true.
Like, he might actually draw a lot of voters away from Donald Trump if he can get on the stage, because, like, he has conservative
economic
views. I've
heard he'll siphon from Hillary, though, because a lot of the Bernieites, whatever the hell they're called.
Bernie Bros.
Yeah, they'll be like, hey, this guy is very, anti-establishment as well. He's a big change.
Yeah.
He eats
Maybe,
animals,
but,
man.
You know, yes. So be it. That I don't know. Like, I love Hillary, but I also, like, I'm not against there being other candidates. Great. Wonderful. Debate. Have more ideas. If whoever.
What's she going to fix, though? How's she going to make it better for everybody? I just think it's going to be the same. What's going to be better?
I don't think the same is that bad. And if that's the worst case scenario,
I'll tell you
then
how
it's
going to
be better.
Our president will menstruate.
No, dude.
It's woman's
straight. You know how old she is?
Oh, yeah, that's
I'm
right.
I'm going with the hot flashes, man. I think
well,
that's
yeah.
what she is.
If she's anything like my mom, there'll still be the occasional maxi wrapper in the trash can because something's coming out of there. That's just a horrible Luray Caverns you women
Does Maria still
there.
Listen to the show?
Like, never.
All right.
She quit on me years ago.
All right.
She can't be bothered.
Still yeah. got podcast abandonment issues?
Yeah. No, there's something still coming out of there because I see the trash.
Oh, man.
Looking forward to
Anytime
it.
Anytime I come by and take a whiz, if I see that in there, I'm just like, why did I have to see that in there? Why?
Why are you investigating the bathroom trash?
I'm not.
Get your
The trash
together.
Can is right next to the toilet in my mom's house. So
okay,
if
that seems normal.
If I've got a job nearby, I'll come by, I'll play with the cats, I'll turn the heat down from 79, the AC rather, and then
You're
I go
doing your
urinate.
Tim Burton gesture again, by the way,
my
if you know that.
Marionette.
I play with the cats.
My genital marionettes. My cat puppets.
My cat puppets.
And I go to the toilet, and I whiz, which, by the way, I want to say before I got to the show, I apparently put my boxers on backwards, so I couldn't unbutton them to urinate, and I had to feed my prick through the bottom hole, like you're running wire through drywall with one of those, what are they called, eye hooks?
Right.
Yeah.
It was yeah, like we that. All have lots of experience running stuff through drywall. True. I'm really glad you compared a body part and clothing, which we don't know anything
really
about.
It's really annoying. You're just kind of like mashing the back of it. You're like, go through the hole, damn ye! And then, yes, that wasn't fun. I look around as I urinate. I can't just concentrate on my stream. It doesn't do anything interesting. I've seen it roughly 190 million thousand times. But as I look at the trash can.
That's why ladies just bring their phone in.
And I see that little landing strip thing. And I'm like, huh, wonder what's going on in that old, old vagina. And then I go on with my day. But for that
no
one second,
wondering.
I have to think about it. It's forced into my head. I'm like, what is happening and why? Thank God I don't have that. I'll get ball cancer and I'll die because yeah. something the size of a garlic clove in my ass.
I guess statistically you'll probably get prostate cancer.
Exactly.
Right?
Fills yeah. at the big C. But yeah. I'm never going to just be like, oh, my old dick is dripping things.
Yeah.
Hey, but did you guys actually talk about, the FBI's decision not to indict? Was that something you talked about on this show at all?
No, we don't get that deep in it, but yeah, that Comey guy.
Is that, like, why you're mad at her? Is that the sort of thing that pisses you off?
I think I'm more mad at her because it's just painfully obvious that Bernie would have been a stronger candidate, and I feel that a lot of people that would have voted for him didn't get to because if they weren't registered as Democrats, if they're independents in a lot of states, they couldn't vote in primaries. And on the back of that, she's become the candidate. And I really think if you were just like, okay, people, all registration aside, just vote for who you want in the primaries, like he'd be running for it. And I think he's like five times as strong candidate
really?
Against Trump as she is. Yes. I'm so like she has such like the what her unlikability factor, the negative polling that's been done where they're like, what percentage have like a strongly negative perception of her? It's like a little under Trump's, but that's like, why walk into that landmine? Why run a candidate where like there's 20 something years worth of propaganda built up, like the entire Rush Limbaugh
against radio, 0 years of experience?
I'm just, if you're trying to get your boy in, if you just want your team to win.
Yeah,
it's like, why?
I don't know why you're so convinced she can't win.
I mean, the thing that.
She can't. I'm just saying there's like glaring weaknesses, and it's like they put her in despite all that when they had a candidate who didn't have that crap. Like, I feel.
He couldn't have won. I don't think that Bernie could have won.
Stop being such an anti-Semite, dude. Howard's wife is Jewish. This is gross.
No, I guess, like, when you look at it, he seemed to be able to beat everybody but Kasich towards the end.
Exactly.
Like, he would have been whereas Hillary would have even had trouble with Ted Cruz, which is just horrible to think. I lost sleep during the Republican primary. I'm like, if Ted Cruz is the president, like, I'll take Donald Trump over Ted Cruz any day.
I would, too. I feel Ted Cruz was by far the most wicked of all options.
Yeah,
like,
no.
He's knowingly wicked.
Yeah, that guy's like
Trump is ignorantly wicked.
Trump is all about him. Ted Cruz is like all about a real ideology that I find pretty repugnant.
Like a narcissist you can work around, like you can manipulate, but a Ted Cruz,
dude, Trump, you
could
be like, hey, if you vote for welfare, it'll make your prick huge. Huge. And then tomorrow, like, I'd be getting a free burner
terrible.
Phone and a college education. And he'd be looking down his knickers.
Oh, actually, I heard an amazing report about Kasich. Being offered the vice presidency by Trump.
Really?
And the deal that they offered was like, how would you like to be the most powerful vice president ever? You'd have full control over domestic and foreign affairs.
So, like, you do everything.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be the president.
Be my, like, ghostwriter of the presidency.
Yeah. What is Trump, like, the quarterback who's like, you can do my homework for me? And
yeah, kind of, right? I just got to pass these 4 years.
I'll song for you to sniff.
He literally just, like, shows up with the scissors for ribbon cuttings, and then he just, like, hands everything else to Kasich to take care of. I think that was, like, the idea.
I mean, I've heard, I forgot what woman left his campaign and was just like, he really
what
has
woman
no.
woman was on his campaign?
I don't know. Some self-loathing lady.
Yeah.
And she was like, look, he has zero interest in actually running the country. Like, this is an ego thing to him. And He really just wants to say he could have won and then step away. And the longer you guys have this going on, that's not a good thing.
Yeah. That is interesting.
Makes sense. It competes from what I know. The dude,
do you
really see him as the sit-around type? I mean, was I having this talk with you yesterday? Yeah, or a couple days ago.
A couple days ago we talked about him, yeah.
Yeah, where you were saying, like, look, he was just given $1 million when a monkey with a dartboard with $100 bills on each dart could have, like, aimed at New York real estate and walked out a billionaire.
Yeah, no, like, I read an interview with Ben Stein where Ben Stein's a Republican, but he just pointed out, like, it's sad that the electorate no longer has any sense of economics because it's just, like, find anybody who had $1 million to put on the Manhattan real estate market in 1980, find a loser because, like, that was one of the lowest points in, like, Manhattan real estate, like, commercial real estate in New York history, and, like, it has only gone up since then. Like, they made that movie recently, The Most Violent Year, because it was about when nobody wanted to live in New York City.
So it was being, like, the first black guy on an NBA court. Like, just unstoppable. It's not going wrong for you. Fair enough. Good analogy, Howard. Glad you made it.
Oh, man. And I almost felt bad earlier when I, like, was saying that you had horrible things to comment on Patrick Ewing.
No.
Not anymore.
I probably did say horrible things. nothing as bad as that great Damon Wayans line where he's like, I don't believe in evolution. What do you got, Patrick Ewing?
Damon Wayans did that one? Dang. That's great. Rough, man.
Good line.
He just called him the missing link.
Pretty much.
Damn.
I believe the exact line was like, the only real argument is a picture of Patrick Ewing. So,
oh, man.
God bless David.
That's rough.
God bless that man. He is funny and ageless.
Black. Oh, yeah. His son looks exactly like him. It's creepy.
Very, yeah. Well, they all know. You are messed up, dude.
You walked into that one. You can't be saying that.
Yeah.
Why
you've
gotta
seen
say they
Damon
look
Wayans
alike?
Jr., though, right? Like,
what's that?
You've seen Damon Wayans Jr., though, right?
He's the guy from New Girl, right?
Yes.
The one that plays Jess?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, then I have
her stunt double, but yeah.
Yes, he has the bangs and the blue eyes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Plays the ukulele for no reason.
Oh, God, I hate her. God, I hate her and her stupid contrived quirkiness.
Oh, she's not your manic pixie dream girl.
Yeah, she's not. I like the other one on the show. The other thing with a vagina.
Yeah, I think that's actually her name in the credits, the other one.
Oh, yeah. No, she's hot as hell. Cece.
Yeah.
I don't know the accent.
Do you have anything else to say about her?
I'd do the sex with her.
Great.
In her vag.
Cool.
Whereas with...
Feminism, whatever.
Zooey Deschanel, no, you wouldn't.
Oh, sure. I said I'd do Leslie Jones, the, like, fame bang, for God's sake.
I thought, like, fame was, like, a really important thing for you, where it's just, like...
It's important to anyone. I'm sorry, this. Like, to this day, Eddie Money's getting blowjobs at county fairs left and right. And
if he can get it up, you know he's like a raging alcoholic, right? Like, he falls off the stage now. Like, he literally can't make it through a lot of his shows.
I can only tell you that I know that because
wow.
I met him
Take
in person.
Take me home tonight in an ambulance?
And
yeah, no, he's got problems.
He had the most, like, if I showed you Eddie Money from the waist down, you would be like, who is that 10-year-old child of an average build? He had the most bizarre little stick leg. And then it just goes into this gigantic beer bloat gut.
Wow.
Like, it really, it was just like two little, like, I've done stick figures with better proportions.
Very,
like,
fun to picture.
Oh, yeah. It was just this two little popsicle sticks that were just the means of locomotion to his next beer pitcher. That's what it looked like.
Like, it made like a cartoon noise when he walked, like, meeny, 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 meeny.
Yeah. Like, in three generations of Monies, they would just evolve to start at the genitals. Like, there would be no legs.
Yeah.
He was kind of
just
the last.
Just a torso.
Yeah, those legs were like the equivalent of a little spine bump where my tail would go. Completely vestigial.
Yeah.
So, I guess we never get to Melania Trump just stealing the Michelle Obama speech.
I think it's a big moment for black women in America when people start stealing your speeches.
Oh, because we've never stolen from black people before. Real rich.
Yeah, good point. I don't think we've stolen much. Well, no, we've stolen, like, tons of intellectual property.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
point. Like, tons.
Vanilla Ice, Elvis, come on.
Elvis, yeah. Yeah.
Notice okay. I don't have anything but music.
Well.
No, like Bernoulli's principle.
Yeah, the Fibonacci sequence. That was the George Washington Carver.
That was Lester Johnson.
You guys are racist. Damn. You're just like that Steve
King
from
Iowa.
But
there was the peanut bar thing, right?
Who? Steve?
Steve King from Iowa was like saying that white civilization gave us everything good. So, like, who needs minorities in the Republican Party?
Oh,
have you ever
I
had
saw
peanut
the
brittle?
Title of this somewhere.
George
and didn't
Washington
read it.
Carver, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. We kind of live in a white world in a lot of ways. I don't know. This is one of those things where I'll get tripped up if I talk enough. I don't
yeah,
know.
Let's end on peanut butter.
What's the color of the guy who invented my Nintendo? That's a world hero right there. I'm guessing he looks somewhat like you, Howard.
Yeah, a little bit.
If I had to go.
A little bit.
On a limb. All right, well, I guess we can wrap this up. soothing video game music.
Is this a go-to now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is the go-to. No more Surf Rider with its copyrights. I mean, I guess it's vaguely copyrighted, but it's from a video game.
I think that's copyrighted, yeah.
Nah, don't need two lawyers. Don't, it's from Street Fighter 2. The YouTube videos don't get tugged down. That's enough for me to think it's public domain.
Okay.
It's not a
an enforcement issue,
not the
not.
Best way to go about it, but yeah.
Thank you. See, even my boy over here is willing to admit it's a gray zone.
I've been on this show for a few years. You
yeah,
just have to take
and
what you
now
can get.
It's a show that potentially involves money. So
I'll just chop the beginning and ending off
please,
of each episode. Yeah.
Please, your optimism of this thing actually making dough one day is
my optimism. That means you're gonna get taken down for copyright violations.
Everyone, this was Papa's Basement. I am John Papa Giorgio.
This was our final show.
Yes, show site in papasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. We're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on YouTube. Again, we're going to share the Patreon on the website and
it's Patreon.
Patreon, whatever.
I don't know, I'm guessing.
Who? Yeah, it's a made up word.
Call me Pat.
Like, really, how do you pronounce Google when you get down to it? Come on. So, for those who don't know what Patreon is, it's you signing up to give us money every month. And we'll give rewards for that, because I know you're like, why would I do that? It's already free. There's going to be extra
excellent
dirty
question.
Shows and other sorts of rewards, and that's all listed in the Patreon. You guys do your thing before Zangief and Chun-Li are done fighting.
I'm Sarah Beaker, at Madam Too Soon, on the tweets. And I'm here every week.
I'm Howard Flood, and I'm apparently going to have to fix my Twitter handle, so to be continued.
Don't there listen you go. To him.
Listen, you fat gorilla-looking MF.
I really got my most followers when I was just Howard Flood, when it was like Howard Flood. I can't believe I gave that up.
It's so simple.
I don't want to talk about it.
You can go back to H Flood.
Oh. Hoflo. I liked Hoflo. That's
oh,
taken,
that's
too.
Great.
It's gone. Somebody's
all the
got
good
that.
Handles are going.
Yeah.
Just like all the good black men. They're gone now. Oh, no, we talked through it. Bastards, needs to be longer. Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, not to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. Cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.